In his theory, the weak nuclear force does not act at a distance like gravitational or electric or magnetic forces. Rather, it converts a neutron into a positron and creates an electron and antineutrino instantaneously, all at the same point in space. There followed a quarter century of experimental effort aimed at tying up the loose ends of the Fermi theory. Chiefly among these loose ends was the question of how the weak force depends on the relative orientation of the spins of the participating particles. In 1957, this was settled, and the Fermi theory of the weak nuclear force was put into its final form. After this breakthrough of 1957, one could say that there were no anomalies in our understanding of the weak nuclear force. Nevertheless, even though we had a theory that was capable of accounting for everything that was known experimentally about the weak force, physicists in general found the theory highly unsatisfactory, and many of us worked hard trying to clean up the theory and make it make sense. The things that were wrong with the Fermi theory were not experimental, but theoretical. In the first place, although the theory worked well for nuclear beta decay, when the theory was applied to more exotic processes, it gave nonsensical results. Theorists would ask perfectly sensible questions, like what is the probability of the scattering of a neutrino by an antineutrino with which it collides? And when they did the calculation, taking account of the emission and reabsorption of a neutron and an antiproton, the answer would turn out to be infinite. Such experiments were not being done, you understand, but the calculation gave results that could not possibly agree with any experimental result. As we have seen, infinities like these had been encountered in the theory of electromagnetic forces by Oppenheimer and others in the early 1930s, but in the late 1940s, theorists had found that all these infinities in quantum electrodynamics would cancel when the mass and electric charge of the electron are properly defined, or renormalized. As more and more became known about the weak forces, it became increasingly clear that the infinities in Fermi's theory of the weak force would not cancel in this way. The theory was not renormalizable. The other thing that was wrong with the theory of weak forces was that it had a large number of arbitrary elements. The basic form of the weak force had been inferred more or less directly from experiment, and could have been quite different without violating any known physical principles. I had worked on the theory of weak forces off and on since graduate school, but in 1967 I was working instead on the strong nuclear forces, the forces that hold neutrons and protons together inside atomic nuclei.